you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J. Ogerson.
Oh, hey.
We are in the studio this week.
What? No fluids or nothing?
No fluids at all of any kind except alcoholic fluids. But
tears.
And tears of joy. I remember we do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And this week, we have the beautiful Gigi Dior.
Enjoy our guest, Gigi Dior.
What did you say first?
What did I say first?
Something, enjoy our victim?
No. She did what she was told.
Okay. She did. She definitely took orders.
Yeah. She listened.
I tell you what, it was a fun, silly, stupid episode. We're both a little tipsy right now because, the game got fun.
Yeah.
Use the code SDR.
Let's see what happens.
Use the code SDR. GetDigitalNetwork.com.
I'll go right to the park.
Yeah, I gave you my Baclofen, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for Baclofen.
We'll see what happens on that. But remember, go use the code SDR. Go to GetDigitalNetwork.com or anywhere you share the show. Jay doesn't care that we're in the top 150 of all fucking comedy podcasts.
Not care. Are you kidding me?
You don't give a shit. All right, here it is right now.
We're the top 150.
The GGDR episode of the SDR show.
152nd?
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hoe. It's weed, I beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art. You need to know.
Go. Let's go. Hey, it is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I say the latest we've ever started. Is that right, you think?
No.
920?
No, you've not been here a bunch.
That's right, too. Good point. Oh, look, it looks good on camera. The Knot Fest. Good. Oh, wait, there we go. That looks better.
You're gone, dude. We play hard. We play it fast and loose.
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, Lainey sent me a message. We should talk about this right at the top of the show, by the way.
Well, can we introduce our guest first?
Let's introduce our guest first.
He's new to this.
Then can you go ahead and introduce her then?
I don't have the cheat sheet, Ralph.
I don't have a cheat sheet.
I think I know her name.
Go ahead.
Gigi Dior.
Dior. Gigi Dior. Close enough. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Gigi.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to start with this. Lainey knows that I'm going to be out of town on the 13th of April. Mm-hmm. I'm going away. And we're going to ask you on the air right now, right?
Yes. So
we were going to run a pre-recorded episode.
Yes.
But then I said, well, I always believe if Jay is in town and can record a show, we should do that versus burning a pre-record and people like you more than they like me.
But if you set me up with, like, I have to interview, like, a guy from Dokken.
No, you got enough. One day we're going to get Dokken on and I'm going to fucking
play Don Dokken?
I'm going to play all these clips.
Don Dokken alive?
I'll bring all these clips to him.
Sorry, you're going to get me the bass player from Warrant Now.
But so the first thing that Lainey says is, oh, my God, I'd love to see what we could pull off while you're not here. Like, old man Ralphie fucking complaining about things getting out of the hand job that I am. But just so everyone knows.
Yes.
It is not me.
What?
It is Lewis that doesn't want anything wacky going on in the studio anymore.
Interesting.
It's Lewis, not me.
You know a guy sucked his own cock on stage at the Stand.
Yeah, but congratulations on being that flexible.
For the guy, for sure.
Oh,
no doubt.
Oh.
Good, yeah. Good job, Byron, by the way. Byron.
So, but that again, he'll argue that's not in our studios. That's elsewhere. Let them deal with the problem.
But that's their, it's just as thoughtless.
I'm just saying is that he doesn't want things happening that are considered bodily fluids, illicit drugs in the studio. So gotcha. It's not me.
Okay.
Just letting you know. So if we do a show,
I just didn't know that Lewis wore the pants in the relationship.
Well,
I was unaware of that.
Here's the thing.
You don't like weed smoking in the place, but he'll just do it all willy-nilly whenever he wants.
You know, weed smoking out of mine. It's cigarette smoking out of mine.
No,
weed smoking out of mine.
Now, why don't I smoke weed in here?
You're right. Not in here. Out there.
No. I mean, right in here.
Oh, I've never seen Lewis smoke weed in here. He does it on. I've seen it. Oh, well, then it's going to be a hard argument. Then I literally have never seen it.
By the way, I love that I reap the benefits of both sides of this. So I want you guys to go to
You're
war
like
over
the
that
because child right now.
I'm going to smoke weed in the studio when Lewis does, and then we're going to have bodily fluids when you're not here. I'm sorry.
So
that's how the world works.
At least I feel like at least until the new space is open, okay. I'm trying to be on my best behavior. You know, right. You got to pick your arguments.
When are you going?
April 13th.
No fluids?
No fluids.
Run a pre-record.
Can't make any promises.
Yeah, look at, she didn't even hear you.
But run a pre-record.
But so my thought, Shannon.
No, Lainey, we're not doing it. We're running a pre-record. If we can't have fluids, the rule's no fluids anymore, so fucking forget
no
it.
No fluid
then.
Show? That's the new SEO show?
No. No Give show? Us keys to your apartment, Ralph. We'll do it from there.
You know, we're not set up anymore. I want to set up my studio.
Nah, we'll get people over there with cameras. We're going to have so many fluids, dude. You think people are going to want to come film that?
Just all fluids all the time.
We're going to call it the fluid bowl.
All fluids all the time.
I will have the Squirt Olympics. Yeah. What do you say? Can we do the Squirt Olympics?
By the way,
you
can
find three squirters.
You untether Lainey and Jay. Oh, my
Gigi,
God.
Gigi, can you squirt projectile?
I can.
You can, really?
Okay. I could hit you.
I know you could. Believe that for a fucking second.
Why don't you prove it? Or are we afraid Lewis might find out? Where are we?
That's body fluid.
What's happening? Oh, I don't care if you pee on Ralph.
Do you, really,
you squirt in the bathroom?
So do you say that you can live? I mean, we could always.
Is there any way
are you local?
Are you
a New Yorker? No, you're not.
I'm in Jersey.
Jersey, close enough. So yeah. I think that. So we have had some big failed squirting experiences on this show.
Really have.
We've had. Yeah. We tried
a lot
to
of people
do,
say they can squirt and actually
and they can't
at all. They don't even know. And also came in and be like, oh, I thought we were just saying we could because no one can. Like. No,
see, I don't say I can do something until I know I can perform.
But
on the spot.
There's a very Gigi. Big debate whether up. Or not the girls that quote unquote projectile squirt, it's really just peeing.
Who cares?
Well,
no, it's not.
I don't think it is either.
Because I can empty my.
Hold on, Shannon.
I'm sorry, Gigi. Can you point the mic up towards your mouth, please?
I can. I did.
Oh, Shannon,
damn, Shannon, laying down
for
fucking
5 seconds.
Laying down the law.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, You're are we welcome. Doing a show here with adult guests
and no fluids?
And no fluids. And now I have to.
Well, not tonight, yes. But we'll, how about
squirting.
This? We've done a...
Real nice, Ralph. We can't even see your squirt tonight now. That was fun. I was going to have her fill a cup.
What do we call it? We called it the squirt off? What is it? What was it called?
Why don't we fill these cups with squirt, and then when we play the game, the drinking game, we have to drink some squirt.
They just throw it at each other.
And I have guys asked.
That was my idea for the pie in the face
Yeah, so
game.
I bought the pie in the face game.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Shannon suggested that we have a girl squirt into the thing, and then I don't know how the game works, but it's like by chance. Yeah, by chance is going to slap.
We're doing a drinking game now.
Yeah, but this is not right now.
Is it piss or isn't it?
It's not.
There's only one way to find out.
No. So, a couple quick things.
And we're not doing not bodily fluids because we're perverts, dude. We all have jellyfish bites that we need peed on.
Which, by the way, has been proven does nothing.
We're nice, Ralph. All right, fight with Lewis then. Sorry, we weren't soothing our jellyfish bites.
He's just
we were just doing a squirt.
Why don't you call your partner on Legion of Skanks? Say stop being such a puss and allow some fucking.
I'm not his partner.
You're his partner on Legion of Skanks,
buddy. This studio is 0% mine.
That's true.
This business 0% mine. I am a worker bee at Gas Digital. Somehow a worker bee. And so if you think there should be no squirting, if your real idea, Ralph Sutton,
here's my
is there shouldn't be squirting and bodily fluids
after
on this sex, drugs, and rock and roll show, the show that was your baby dream. You had a banner made before there was a show.
That's not true. on that topic, by the you reason why it. Is after the Crazy David episodes, I decided it went a little off the rails when they were doing cocaine here.
Ralph, in all defense, I said to Shannon, and back me up, Shannon, don't call me a liar here, unless you think I'm lying. I said, David should never be allowed back in the studio ever again.
Yes. No.
After
sure.
that first night, I go, that was a legendary classic episode, and he shouldn't be. You feel like you missed out on all the fun.
No,
Papa was out of town, you said they should come back and do a thing. And I go, okay, I knew it wouldn't live up to the first one.
I thought it was good.
And it was absolutely great, but I mean, it was also, there is a moment when a junkie is blowing another junkie on a show, and we're like, are we?
Yeah, what are we
are
doing?
Are we part of the problem?
Yeah, I agree with that. But also, like, it just.
Oh, you're complaining about social media. Are we
on
helping?
That topic, by
that
the
was,
way.
That was like bum fights, it felt like.
On that topic, a former guest of this show, Paris from Cro-Mags. Remember Cro-Mags? He came on like first year of the show.
Totally.
Do you remember? We don't remember at all.
Big guy.
No. No,
he doesn't
no personality wise. Like a big break. He filled the room.
Good
his personality
recovery,
filled the
good
room.
That's exactly
right. Dingo from the Cro-Mags?
Exactly.
What's his name? Dingo? Dunky Sweets.
Sweets from the Cro-Mag.
What was his name?
Paris.
Skiz.
Yeah, Skiz.
Paris.
So he called me today and he says, dude, if you wanted me to come back on the show, I'll come back on the show. Why would you have your booker call me? We know each other. I'm like, who called you? He goes, Dave Austin. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
$6 million man?
It's Dave. David is pretending to be the booker and reaching out to rock stars and telling them to come on the show.
Oh, so he's batshit.
He's batshit crazy.
You invited him back in.
He's coming right now.
I would have put his picture at the door. Shannon, please have a microphone and support. Yes. I said that night, this guy should not be ever inside the building.
Well, again, all I went by was what I saw on air, which was it was amusing to me. He was such a... It was a train
wreck. You thought that was someone you should have come back?
I thought...
He had a 1,000-yard stare, and he just kept masturbating.
My thought was...
like a chimp.
When I heard he had a girlfriend,
yeah,
I thought, what a great button on this story if he actually could redeem himself. That's all.
It was never going to happen.
I didn't realize that. I thought his girlfriend would get him there.
He came in all coked up. Dude, they were wacky.
They were wacky as shit. Yeah. Anyway, we are getting off topic.
Well, anyway, hopefully, maybe... If that poor girl's parents are out there and saw this, they're finding her now.
Yeah, I hope so. Well,
she's in rehab.
Yeah, she should be more than rehab.
Yeah, Colonel Troutman's coming with a helicopter to pull her out.
But I do feel it is a good 1-2 punch. If you've not listened to the two David episodes,
they're world class.
Go back
for sure. But I do agree that if Lewis is correlating though, a guy getting blown by a junkie while coke fell out of his pockets. To a beautiful woman squirting on your face from across a table, then I don't know what we're talking about.
No, but so the one that set him off last time was when the girl was squirting ping pong balls and she ended up peeing on the table.
No, she was shooting ping pong balls and only pissed. She wasn't squirting anything.
Yeah, she was just dropping.
She was leaking piss.
It wasn't planned.
No.
Yeah. No, the pee wasn't planned.
Yeah, but you kept encouraging it.
Oh, it was making me laugh so much. It took you guys so long to notice that she was just leaking.
And I was trying
you ever
to
see
stop
when
it.
You ever see when a motor on an engine blows in a movie and there's like a fluid coming out? It was like that. Yeah. It was like that.
She needs to work her Kegels.
Yeah,
she needs to work her Kegels.
And the ping pong balls were just rolling out of her and then just a ton of piss.
It was like this. If I had to put a sound effect to those ping pong balls, if we had the video, I would go, bleh. number two, fire in the hole.
And then also, the one with what's her name? Fucking Sinclair. Sinclair. Come on.
Peyton Sinclair.
That one where shit water went all over the table.
No, it did not. Shit water went all over the towel that was underneath her. Correct, Shannon?
That's correct. Even though I wasn't here, but that is correct.
You weren't here that episode either?
I was with you.
Oh, that's right. You were with me.
But there was. Oh, you were on Shiprock, right?
Yeah, we were fucking on Shiprock.
Remember? There was a towel underneath her, for sure. We knew it was possibly going to be a sticky situation. But, I mean, first of all, the best thing about that.
That was our first argument, by the way, me and Lewis, was that episode.
There's no way that's true.
100%.
First argument in your lives.
No. First argument about.
About this.
About this topic.
Thank you.
We argue a lot.
We should just have an SDR studio so we could do whatever.
I'm all for that. I want to do it in my house. I want to bring back the studio in my house. I would do that. I don't know.
Okay. Absolutely. Let your partner bully you out of your own studio. I agree.
No,
that's
the
way
thing
it should
that
be.
I understand also is that.
He'll MMA you.
Keep in mind.
I've seen him do it.
Keep in mind that this is a studio that is larger than just the SDR show.
It belongs to the Lord.
It belongs to the Lord. And we have, you know, God forbid,
it's
like
bigger than us.
Other podcasts. You think Michael Bisping wants to be in a studio with piss?
Who's pissing? Oh, that big Mary. Yeah. No. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
I grow up. That's a very weird answer.
I literally said grow up.
You had seven answers in there.
Grow up. I did. I went through all the emotions of it. Denial, grief.
You went through every one of them.
Yeah, that was sure. All right.
That's all I'm saying.
You're not sure. I guess it's just the drugs and
it's just the rock
it's
and roll.
The rock and
it's
roll
just Don Dokken all the time.
Boy, I'm sorry. Well, I guess we can't promote any of your stuff over here, Gigi. You want to talk about your favorite rock albums of the late 80s, early 90s? Even taken into the early aughts. Son of a bitch.
Now, in the live chat, somebody, CuntBoogers87, wants to know if the towel is for sale that we used for Peyton.
Oh, and I was going to say, the best part about this. So what happened? Let me give you a quick little context here, Gigi. Peyton Sinclair came in, and she said something about doing enemas for pornography, for anal porn. Mm-hmm. Right, that's how it came up, I believe. And
shocking,
I made a joke. Yeah, right.
Shocking. So out of character.
I'm not going to for sure say I brought it up, but I made a joke that Mike Harrington, who was producing here at the time for us, I said Mike Harrington is a human enema, making the joke that he can fill his mouth cheeks with water, and he can blow so hard
up her ass
that it'll go up your ass and clean your thing out. And she goes, "I'll see him do it." Now, the joke to me was always going to be that Mike was going to put water in his cheeks, put it against her butthole,
and he's going to spray just
blow water all over his own face, because this is an impossible thing I've made up in my mind, and for some reason we're trying to put it in action.
The pure physics of it doesn't make any sense.
Nothing about it.
Right.
Now, what happened was Mike came in with the water, and then she goes, "Well, where's the straw?" Now I realize that she thinks he's going to put a straw up her ass and then blow on the other end of the straw.
Or she's actually done that before.
Or she's done that. This sounds like experience.
Which now I think, now I'm like, okay, now we're putting some real science together here, because this might work.
Now the numbers check out.
I want to know if this could work, if Mike could even like focus
JJ
the water.
JJ pulls up a tablet and goes, "The numbers work. This could happen.
I did. And yeah, I punched everything in, checked out. So Mike blew water in her ass, we think, someone all over himself, but we think he blew some in there. She pulled the straw out of her butt and she laid down. No, I'm sorry. She left the straw in her butt and then she laid down on her belly across the table. Not this table, but she laid across the belly. And I said something hilarious.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I can't turn it off. I said something and she laughed, but it was like a ha 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 ha, and with her haws, it was like a volume meter going up of brown water.
It looked like the Bellagio kind of.
It was going up and up, and then when we're going, oh no, don't let. She's making her laugh harder, and then eventually, she just geysers shit flake water all over her butt cheeks and the towel, and.
Is that why
radio.
You have the
classic radio?
Is that why you have the toilet you have now?
The bidet toilet.
The bidet toilet. Post production cleanup.
And because of that,
what are you pulling up?
Because of that one little incident.
Is she bringing it up?
I'm sorry, I was looking for it. I didn't realize I cleaned.
Because of that one little incident.
Well, we not
can't
just
see,
that one.
We can't then, see Gigi squirt.
Then piss ping pong balls.
I already said that one. Are we going to keep going back?
You said one little incident. There's three main ones.
What's the other
three
one?
Strikes.
And then the guy getting blown. So let's do some.
We had to throw out a chair, Gigi.
What do you do
from last time?
It happens.
Production
to the best
cost,
of us.
Dude. Do you want to put anything in the show? There it is. Look.
There it is.
Sound off, so you guys can.
Look how pretty that is.
That is brave of him.
She actually looks pretty good in that position, though. I got to give her to that.
Now there I go. Just, you can't hear, but look at me. I'm saying something fucking.
Saying Jay's going, "Hey, how about your ass in the fucking bed?"
Oh yeah, he does it again.
And there's real science behind this. I give her credit.
Yeah.
Peyton really took it.
Good
like
hip flexors. Good hip flexors.
Yeah, by the way, I bet you her lower back never hurts like mine does, because she can do that. I can't do
it. No. And now yoga for sure.
Oh.
Okay, wait. Laney's in there checking the science.
Mean, Christ only knows what this move was.
Did he think he was pouring the...
He thinks he could pour water into a straw. I'll be honest with you, that just...
But by the way, and with enough force to go up her ass.
Now, I'm watching. Do you see the water coming up?
Oh, yes.
You see the level?
Yeah,
it's making me laugh. Of course, I'm saying
it's
something.
For the
Jesus
percolator.
Christ.
Oh, there it is. The giggles.
Jesus Christ.
The giggles came. Oh, it never stopped, it felt like. Oh!
And then Jay, like the gentleman he is, just slurped it all up with the straw because he's a good guy.
Because I'm not going to leave my mess.
You clean up like a good boy.
No, I did not. We walked right out. didn't think about it ever again until it keeps coming up in these conversations.
We're going to have the conversation again.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm just saying, you know, while the studios are being built next door, and we're just fucking a little piece.
You book the entire show.
And it's a little piece. It's
I could come here every Wednesday, and it could end up being like, I don't know, the guy from Dokken?
Gee.
Or the bass player from Warrant Now?
Do you know who that is? Jerry Dixon, I believe.
Right. Of course it is, dude, because he was in that other band before.
It's Paris, what do you call them? Skids?
Dingo?
Dingo and the Baby?
Sweets? Dingo Sweets?
All right, before we go any further, Jay, I've been talking about it all night because I'm so proud to have them as sponsor. Today we're drinking Slipknot beer. What is the beer, Jay? What is it? You have it in front of you.
It's called Push My Finger Into My Eyes Ale.
It's called Your Cutoff Volume 2.
That's what I'm reading the wrong part.
It was sent to us by notfestbeerpit.com.
Hell yeah.
Fans of the show are going to love the beers available at notfestbeerpit.com.
I like the Psychosocial Amber Lager.
Why are you going to love them, Jay? Because their beer is goddamn metal beer.
Hell yeah. Did they, when they were brewing it, did Slipknot play and yell at the barrels?
Yeah, they do. They scream.
There's other metal alcohols that say they agitate the alcohol with their music.
But you know how they do it, actually? They wait and then they bleed.
Oh, that wasn't bad at all.
Thank you.
That wasn't bad at all.
I got some credit from Jay for that.
Really, they're just hiding behind a mask of hops and large noses.
But hey, if you're like us and you like beer and heavy metal,
hell yeah,
check out notfestbeerpit.com.
I push my fingers into my
eyes. I almost got it there. Listen, I can't do that.
The beers are hand-selected by the Knotfest music and beer curators. So enjoy some beers that pair well with whatever hard rock heavy metal you're listening to. What are you just going to drink some other kind of beer and listen to heavy metal like an asshole?
Like a fucking moron. You're... Every month they send you 8 beers from 4 breweries.
They're going to be like, hey, jerk off, I noticed the beer drinking isn't affiliated with the band you're listening to. And are you tired of being that asshole in the parking lot?
What, do you expect me to listen to this and Slipknot and drink? It's not going to work. Give me some fucking metal beer.
Fucking stupid.
Once again.
Don't be an idiot.
It's not Fist Beer. Pit.com and dang, are we digging these beers? Get back into it. All right, so here's what's happening tonight. We've come up with a drinking game. Shannon, you want to explain it? Do you mind?
Sure.
Thank you.
So what we're gonna do is it's very silly, and there's no chance that any of you guys are gonna really guess the answer.
Can you not be on camera when you do this?
Okay. Let me get my tequila.
Yeah, Ralph, give me a little too. Hi. Oh, hey, Shannon.
You want tequila or vodka?
Oh, hey, Shannon. Come on, dude. Do you know your friend?
Yes, I do.
Tequila. Okay, so I'm going to give you a random sexually related term from Urban Dictionary.
Oh, sweet Lord.
You guys will all have a chance to take a guess at what the word means because you know they're all obviously very ridiculous.
Oh, God, this is classless.
And whoever gets closest to the actual definition of the word wins the point for that round, and the other people.
She's giggling. She's
by the way, Gigi, vodka or tequila?
Vodka, please.
Oh, Shannon's giggling. She's going to shit herself. Shannon, sorry. I can't make girls laugh in the studio.
I don't want to throw out another chair. Please don't shit yourself.
Here we go.
Have to
you girls got to stop hanging out with straws up your asses.
No, I have to move my straw.
I got to take the blame for all this
now? Y-O-S. Yeah. Straw.
Okay, so the winner, the person who gets the closest to the actual definition wins a point. The other two people will take a drink. And Gigi, if you feel like it, each time you get something wrong, you remove an article of clothing.
Shannon!
Oh my God, Shannon.
Shannon, we're trying to run a classy join here.
Christ's sake, she can't just drink.
Are we allowed to do that?
She can't be one of the guys? I don't know.
By the way, would you like
to. Is Lewis going to come in here and try to fucking marine barrel through that glass?
Would you like to walk back with a Knotfest beer?
Sure. Please. Thank you.
What are they paying you, Ralph?
Knotfest? I don't even know what they're paying.
Not enough.
You know, what was nice is that. Citrus ale? Does that sound like it's something you'd be interested in?
That sounds like something I can handle.
Let's see if this works.
Slide over. Sorry.
Close enough.
Table's still sticky from shit
water.
You know
that, not to do my own little plug, but I did the promo VO for Knotfest last year. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
What did it sound like?
I'm not going
to
do
it. You really wanted me to shit on it. No. But you know what? Gigi brings up a good point. What did it sound like, Ralph?
I don't remember.
No, yes, you do.
Well,
yes,
the Knotfest?
No, yeah, put it up there, dude. You're an announcer.
I'd have to find it. Voice. I wish you play, but I don't know where it is.
Hey, Knotfest,
hey, Knotfest.
Hey, do you hate your parents and want to wear a mask?
Hey. You want to go see Gigi and the Skids? Or whatever
you want to go see Slappy and the Crowdings?
You want to go see Don Dokken?
Don Dokken, I hear he's playing a duet set with Amy Grant and the bass player from Warrant now.
On the side stage, I'm pretty sure. Right?
Yeah. I think they're doing Satara Grant all night.
I would love to get Don Dokken in the studio just for the fucking
now that I say I'd love to get Peter Cetera and this motherfucker. Yeah, I got some questions. Why do you hate Chicago so much?
I'm excited about tomorrow, but I don't mean breaking the fourth wall here. Is that the right thing? Interviewing Peter Frampton and Cisco in the same day is pretty wild.
Together. Well, that's the weirdest part.
I think here's the question. Who do you think knows about the other one? Do you think they're both aware of each other's existence? You know what I mean? I think there's a better chance Cisco knows who Peter Frampton is than Peter Frampton knowing who Cisco is.
I disagree.
Really?
I think it'll be the other way around on that particular case.
We'll see. Yeah, of course, only in that specific case. I just think that
I'm saying I think like Cisco knows who Slash is. Do you know what I mean? Like Slash. I just Peter Frampton's like
not Peter Frampton. Oh, yeah, Peter Frampton. Sorry,
it's not Peter Frampton.
I thought you said Peter. I thought in my head is Peter Cetera because you just said Peter Cetera.
Oh man, I want to have Peter Cetera on so bad.
Yeah,
and great. Amy Grant. Can we do that? Can we have one for me?
Amy Grant won't come on because of the no fluids. That's why she won't. When she found out we weren't doing that, she quit.
Amy Grant, you can squirt here, you fucking Christian psycho.
You know she's the freakiest.
Definitely, dude. She's all anal stuff.
She's all.
You want to see a girl shit
she's
water
all straws.
Flicks?
She's the one that gave her the idea. Use the straw.
Yeah, that's
she's
the
fist deep in that straw.
Her cooch is the Lord's hole.
But it's those ping pong balls sound like magical coins.
It's open season on that shitter.
Yeah, she doesn't have that droopy ping pong noise of
yeah. No. God called her snatch. I was just, but the rest of us can have her shitter. The shitter, that's for the neighborhood.
All right. So, Shannon, you're going to read a word, right? I'm sorry, not a word, a phrase from Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
We are all going to guess. And by the way, before we get into this, the second erotic fan fiction is coming up later, sure, which I didn't look at yet, but we're going to be involved with our erotic fan fiction as well.
Okay.
I don't know how many words we have, but I'm also going to probably get drunk because I doubt I'm going to get any of these right, and I feel that Jay's going to already know every one of them.
I feel that. That's
because he's a creep.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because I'm urban.
Oh.
You are.
All right, Shannon. So I got my tequila in front of me, this tequila in front of Jay, vodka in front of Gigi, and
A citrus ale.
A Knotfest.
Knotfest citrus ale.
Cut off volume 2 American Lager.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Ralph.
What? You want a citrus ale instead?
No.
What?
This isn't Knotfest beer.
This is not. It came in. It is.
No, this is not Fest beer.
Oh, I don't know. This came in the case.
No, this didn't.
It's listed on here.
This kind of beer?
The beer pit is they send you different beers every. It's
I thought it was all like not brand beer.
I
got you.
Their brewery sends you like, sorry. It's like a meal kit.
Yeah, absolutely.
A meal kit for beer. A
beer kit? Beer pit, I think, is the sponsor.
Yeah, beer pit. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. But there we go. Just making sure it looks good on camera. This way. There we go.
What are you being paid for this?
I have no idea.
It's an ad on the show.
You better pray to God. I'm going to start showing up every day wearing all Reebok or something.
We never
do it.
I'm
like, what? I just wear jumpsuits now. Come on.
I do feel
and
a
if you're
going to
wear jumpsuits, why not wear Reebok jumpsuits?
Velour ones.
Made in America.
Is this weird at all for me to be doing this the whole time?
No, I appreciate that. Oh, it's old Knotfest Sutton?
Old Knotty Fest Sutton? All right. So, Shannon, start. Let's do this.
Shit like this makes me want to have a woman just crap on this table. It's this. It's these moments.
These moments right here.
All right, Shannon, let's get this started. I doubt we have an intro or anything like that because we came up with this last minute. Yeah. But let's get started.
Can you tell Gigi and take it back, Shannon, that she doesn't have to get undressed when she gets things wrong?
Yeah, because she's not getting out. She's not leaving this room.
The way you said where you were like, and then you better get undressed. And then I think you just left it all ominous, like, and said, or else.
And then she said,
and then fucking made Brian stare at her through the wall with his fucking scary hat
and
on.
And then Shannon said to her,
Megan goes,
Where did he come from?
He did come in when he thought that was starting. He wanted a better angle.
I saw a drawing of that guy on a telephone.
Shannon locks the door and says, now you can't leave.
Lock it up, Brian. We're into some weird Satan shit. I know Ralph seems all giggles and jogging, but mostly he's hanging from hooks in an industrial music
you
strobe
think people
light
look
place.
At me and think giggles and jogging?
Yeah. Isn't that how you are?
Rainbows and unicorns.
Giggles and jogging.
So, by the way, great t-shirt.
Giggles and jogging, Ralph. Yeah. Just you giving double thumbs up. Yeah. That's your life.
Holding his beer box.
Not me, dude.
Holding my beer box.
Not me. I'm all table shits and squirting.
And Botox on her arm.
My dad left when I was young.
All right, Shannon. Hit the first one.
Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you the word, and then we'll go around the table, and you guys will tell me what you think it means. This one is just one word. The word is wojo, W-O-J-O.
All right, I think. Am I going first? We'll go this way first time?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think wojo is going to imply something with like a hand job, like a H-J, a wojo. So the Joe part is going to be like a hand job or something job, and it's a woke hand job. It's giving a blowjob. Oh, sorry. It's giving a blowjob ethically. Like getting.
I'm going to correct you again. You corrected yourself to say the same thing again. Hand job is what you want to say.
Yeah, but you know, a woke blowjob. Wojo. Woke
blowjob.
Yeah, so what it is getting consent from your blowjob in like written form, and it's a wojo. There you go. Mm.
So it's a guess. PR. It's a PR blowjob.
Yeah, it's an ethically sourced gotcha. Blowjob.
Okay.
Do my NDAs count for that? You want to go next?
Nope. Go right ahead. I have an answer if you would like me to guess.
Do you know the answer?
Okay. No, I don't know the answer. I'm guessing. I'm going to guess a coffee enema.
Whoa, like Joe for coffee.
Whoa, it's really coming out.
I think you might have been influenced by the video we saw earlier.
I was a little bit, but
Whoa, Joe.
Wasn't Flo Jo a runner? Maybe it had something to do with that.
She was.
I thought about that too.
God, imagine if I nail it with a woke blowjob. That would be fucking amazing.
That was a good answer. A whoa, Joe. Spelled again? W O J O.
Yeah.
I got it. It's a huge dick.
That's it. You have no. There's no.
And when you pull it out, the girl says like, "Whoa,
Joe.
Joe.
Whoa, Joe."
Well, you guys took all the good word plays.
Oh, is that why? All right. So now I get. Well, here's the thing. We'll find out what it is and see.
And then we have to all agree on
who's closest.
Who's closest?
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Are any of us even close?
Imagine if I nail it. A gender-neutral term used for a substitute for a dick or pussy when an insult, but you don't want to be sexist. Oh, so I think I'm got to be closest.
It's pretty close because you mentioned woke, and it is a woke term.
Yeah. So
Jay said a huge dick, which it is a term for a dick.
I feel like close.
Jay and I were the closest, and Gigi by far was the most off.
I was far off.
So you better take your clothes off.
Better take your fucking clothes off.
We're gonna
so take your fucking
heel.
Clothes off right now.
Right, but where's the Joe?
I have to drink, right?
So you have to drink. I think I'm clear on this one for sure.
I want to make every round, if she loses, a more aggressive
way. Get your clothes off.
Get the fuck off. Don't make me get up.
Don't make me put you on the table.
Do we all agree that Ralph was the closest?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you two are in on this one, and I'm clean. Cheers.
All right. Way to announce it, dude. Mm-hmm. What are you implying? I'm not clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing.
So you know. So you guys take your drinks, and I'm over here sans herpes.
I'm gonna half this.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I made it for multiple sips.
Okay. Yeah. Like I can't do it.
I assumed there was at least two or three. I didn't want to have to keep pouring more of it. That's why.
Good call.
Brian, you tell the cops some bullshit, so they left. He looks so sinister.
All right, so now they're like nice honkers.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I thought I was bad.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
That wasn't very Wojo of me.
It wasn't very Wojo.
Way to represent Knotfest. Damn.
Wow. Welcome to the show.
Look, you have fantastic breasts.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that's a very Wojo way of saying it.
Thank you. Nice Wojos.
Nice Wojos.
Those sick Wojos.
Some sick Wojos.
I have D Wojos.
I don't know if I'll ever not call titties Wojos.
I won't.
Nice Wojos.
Those are some Wojos.
A set of Wojos on you.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show. And of course, this is for fans of ours over the age of 21. This is about my new favorite.
So basically, no girl that I'm having sex with.
It's the MePod. I said this on other podcast reads for this. Here's why I love MePod. I hold it and it feels exactly like my soft wiener. I mean, it's harder, but it's thick and short. And I don't know why I like it, but it just makes me feel like I'm sitting and watching TV. Yeah. It's a chode.
That's their actual
but
ad
Shannon,
read. Imagine that's their actual ad read.
But Shannon, be honest. If you fuck thing, it would do the job. You don't have to have some monster,
You'll be
right?
mildly...
All the nerve endings are in the front, you fucking whore. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. This product does contain nicotine.
That is
nicotine.
Not misplaced anger at all.
No, I'm not upset with you. It's that bitch.
Oh, my God.
This product does contain nicotine, which is gonna fire you up. And let me just tell you right now, it's dangerous. Nicotine's a very addictive chemical, but this has amazing pull, great flavors, and the feel, as I said, dude, straight chode in the palm. Yeah. I love it.
If you wanted to know, if you're a chick, you've always wanted to know what a chode in the palm
It's more convenient
like.
Than smoking. There's less smell, easy to use indoors. I think that Gigi Dior tonight was fucking all about my cock until she caught my cigarette clothes. So I think that's what turned her off. If I was just me potting the whole time, I wouldn't be such a... I'd be knee-deep in fucking super manicured pussy hair right now.
I really thought you had a solid chance with her.
Really?
Yeah, really did.
Why?
She found you adorably hilarious.
You think so?
Yeah.
I didn't stare because she was right next to me.
I was staring the whole time.
I know, you creepy piece of shit.
And by the way, if I wasn't staring, I'm looking at the TV, so it's one or the other.
Oh, you creep. The MeatPod 2.0 is a refillable vape, and it's the best one on the market today. You can refill with any vape juice and flavor. They have a long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. However, I don't give a shit about the earth or recycling, so I'm all about the disposables. When I'm finished, I just kick it. I throw it up in the air, and I try to kick it far away. And I just let
hopefully
the
earth near a dolphin
it.
Or a turtle or something.
Yeah. Is it biodegradable? I guess we're going to find out, Earth. I don't know. It was 20 degrees in fucking, what is it, spring? What is it now? Fall? Spring. Spring.
You're so earthly.
We sprang forward, which is ending soon. That has nothing to do with MeatPod,
though. Are you
thinking
spring is ending soon or just fucking started?
No, spring forward.
Oh, that is ending soon,
yeah. It's all ending soon. We get into this deep on the show, don't worry. We're all worked up about daylight savings being changed. They have flavors, which is pretty awesome if you're me or black. They have options for 420 consumers. Lastly, MeatPod has fast shipping with most orders shipping out the same day you order. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love MeatPod and support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MeatPod.com, MIPOD.com, and if you use the promo code SDR, how easy is that? Three letters, SDR. I don't know. It's not sex anymore, and there's no drugs. I guess we're going to have rock and roll. It's the rock and roll show, everybody, but SDR. You're going to get 15% off your order. That's MeatPod, MIPOD.com, promo code SDR. You're going to get 15% off.
You think middle of an ad read is it time to take your political stance, you jackass?
I do, actually. Just so you know, Trump 2024.
There we go. Let's get back into it.
MeatPod.com.
All right, Shannon, next one.
Next one, Shannon.
Okay, next word is Oochum, O-O-C-H-U-M.
Oochum. I'm not going first this time. I want Jay, since you complained that we took the good wordplay, you go first.
Well, I thought it was more of a funny joke I made.
Can you spell it one more time?
O-O-C-H-U-M. Oochum.
Okay. I have my answer.
Wow, you really are quick to the draw, although based on the last one,
I'm not going to be probably very close, but I'm probably going to be drunk.
What's your guess?
My guess is going to be oochum. When you eat cum out of the pussy after it comes in. Like you eat the pussy out, the cum out of the pussy after.
So I had sex with a lady.
Yes.
I came inside of her, yes. And then I go down on her, yes. And I taste my own cum.
Yes. Oochum.
Okay. Oochum.
Like, oh, and then chum, kind of like chum.
Okay. Jay?
I was going to just say cum. I think it's just a word for cum.
Just simply cum. Nothing.
Just simply cum.
But it's Urban Dictionary. Maybe that's true. Sometimes they just have simple words, right? And it's definitely, by the way, because you know, he said they're all sex ones. Is that fair enough?
Sexually related.
Oh my God, okay. Shannon.
Shannon, you're such a pig.
Oh my God. Fuck
this is
already.
Delicious, by the way.
Stop just taking care of cats.
Oh, you like the Knotfest beer pit?
It's whatever. Actually very nice.
Okay. It is nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's like an aluminum baseball bat to your beer keg skull.
All right, here's what I'm going to say.
Ralph, it's not even anything on that fucking six.
I'm sorry.
I threw that in for your fucking company. You're robbing me for.
I'm a piece owner. I'm owner.
I'm giving you fucking jingles over here for, and you're fucking using my time.
Jay, this may help. They are sponsoring this episode of the show.
Shannon,
it's being shared.
Please stop fucking with my joke with reality. Okay.
Here's anything my answer. Else? It's jizz.
Thank you. Okay.
That comes out of your ass.
Ooh.
After you have sex and you like think you're done, you're walking away, and then jizz leaks out of your ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
We're all three with a cum.
Yeah, I think it feels like
definitely.
Cum.
It definitely feels like
although
cum.
In Shannon's eyes, it tells me it has nothing to do with cum.
Shannon, the answer is?
A wet kiss?
Really?
Yeah.
I think that because Gigi... Her answer had to do with the mouth. I think Gigi is the closest.
Yeah, I would give her that. I'd give her that. Yeah.
I didn't expect to get
she
one.
She won now, so I have to do this. She goes, all right, bitch, but don't think you're not getting those close ups.
They're coming up.
All right, Jay,
it's so out of character. But I don't like playing that role. All right, bitch. You won this round, but don't think it's not coming back on your ass.
Hey, Jay, you and I have
bitch, take off your fucking clothes.
Take them off.
All right, here we go.
No subliminal messages.
What's Brian doing? Brian's doing something so not sinister right now. He's like eating a fresh baked cookie or something. He's being so wholesome. Dude, you're the scary guy in this.
Yeah, come on.
Play the part. Thank you.
Ooh, there it is.
I don't mind that tequila. That's not bad.
I don't know if you met Brian. He's the bass player for Warrant now.
Yeah. He's had a rough couple years.
He's doing great. The bass player for Warrant wishes he looked like
now, Brian. Bass used to be great looking. I don't know who he looks like now, but he used to be. That was Jerry Dixon.
He looks 70.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
He probably is 70.
Jerry Dixon.
Jerry Dixon was great looking back in the day. Mm. Yeah.
Dude, Jerry Dixon.
You know who Jerry? You know who Jerry Dixon? You don't know. You're too young to know who fucking Jerry Dixon is.
Dude, Jerry Dixon from fucking Dawkin. Warrant. Rat now.
None of that's true.
Oh, he did a little. Fucking.
He is a rocker guy.
He had a cup of coffee in Def Leppard.
Yeah. All right. Next. Oh, there he goes. Look at him. That's him now. Right. He's older now.
No,
okay.
That's not him now.
That's got to be him.
Can't be. It's got to be.
That looks like him now to me.
Yeah.
Why? Because he has Abe Vigoda eyebrows.
Yeah. I think that's him now. He used to always have those eyebrows, but in the old days, he was like a pretty boy.
Chicks dug.
I want to see his face move.
Nah, you wouldn't know this, Gigi, but chicks used to love big bushy eyebrows.
There he goes. Look at that. Look at him back then. Look how cute he was.
Oh, he was cute.
Hell look how cute he was.
Look how tight
he kind of has
are.
Like a Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, he was like
he definitely
he's such a cute little boy.
I'd ask him to prom. Look at that smooth face. I bet he doesn't even grow a beard. I bet it doesn't happen on purpose. Damn.
Good looking guy. Jesus Christ.
75% Asian? There's no hair on that body.
So there sexy. Isn't any hair.
Also, look, he's wearing the jean shorts. That's a fucking really cool
I like
look.
The Chanel t-shirt. Nah, I would totally
I don't like a girly guy. I want someone rugged if I'm going for it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next one.
Zach Wilde. That's the mountain I'm climbing.
Zach Wilde is a fucking good looking dude.
Yeah, dude. You want to get fucked by him
You
so
want to
get
fucking, oh my God, he's fucking cool. He's
so bad.
He's my BFF, according to his wife.
Yeah.
And a wife would know.
A wild wash. That's a Urban Dictionary term for Zach Wilde, nut dragon warehouse face. Take off your fucking clothes. I'm sorry. We have to get to the question. Shannon, ask the question.
Jay starts winding up.
He goes, ooh, you almost. Wait a second. What's happening? Are we in a long-term relationship? Tequila goes, ooh, it's not fest beer. Not fest beer, pit, everybody. You want to hit a woman and not remember?
It comes with a wife beater.
All right, Shannon.
Yeah. You don't want to teach her a lesson twice, do you? Not fest beer. Make it count.
Black eyes optional.
And try now our citrus pale ale.
By the way, for a half second, I thought she said black guys optional. I was like, wow, that fucking took a left turn.
Why is it a left turn? Because she might like black guys, right?
No, black guys
Shannon,
optional.
I don't know. Can
optional.
We edit this part? Is this live?
She went optional.
Damn, dude.
All right, go ahead, Shannon.
Okay.
Ralph's not attracted to black women. He says their hair is too ethnic.
Listen, it's on record. I can't change my mind now.
You say he's afraid he's going to lose a pencil on that thing. And he's got limited pencils. I don't know. It seems like a stupid reason to me.
Like you buy more pencils.
Sounds like the ramblings
no body
of a,
fluids, no pencils.
It sounds like the ramblings of a racist.
He's just full
Lady
of fucking
did not
rules.
Tell me about oh the rules, rules in this room.
Can you go on vacation so I can have these girls shit squirt fight?
And bring
we're
in
going to your
and all the pencils.
I'm
going to
see if Gigi can squirt into a straw in Peyton's asshole.
Ooh.
Now we're talking.
It's like a Rube Goldberg machine.
Lainey set that up.
Lainey, you think we can mousetrap somehow?
Ooh, that's
contraption.
All right, Shannon, next one. And by the way, Jay goes first this time.
Yes.
Okay. Next one is Idaho Eye Paint.
Now, this is what I like. Idaho Eye Paint. Let's go Idaho. Why would it be Idaho? What's some big in Idaho? The potato.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Idaho. What is it again?
Idaho Eye Paint.
Eye Paint, yeah.
Eye Paint. I'm going to say it's, I wonder if it's really on the nose. There's other things. This move is called other things, and I wonder if this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard of the chocolate bandit mask. I feel like this is dunking your nuts in something and then dropping it on someone's eyelids.
Okay.
Okay.
In something, though? In anything?
Syrup.
Okay.
Whatever.
Gigi?
Idaho is, but, I thought I'm thinking the potatoes are the nuts in this one, okay. But I could be wrong.
Now, I think the potato is a reference to the asshole in this
Real
particular
nice.
Instance. So I'm thinking Idaho Eye Paint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, like...
But to eye? It's going to get pink eye.
Okay. So after you have anal sex, like, if they haven't done a straw enema, eye paint, so, like, maybe...
Excrete. The blast.
Yes.
Getting
the
sharded
blast
in your face.
After on this.
I don't mind that. I mind it, but I don't mind that as a guess.
I think it's going
to
be something.
I would mind it very much, I'd like to say. Mom, if you're listening, I'm not okay with that.
No.
I think it's going to be something, one of these ridiculous ones, because there's a lot of ridiculous ones there. And it's going to have something to do with the potato is going to be the shit, and you're literally painting the shit onto their face. Like, maybe you pulled your dick out, and there was shit on your dick, and then you pull your hand around your dick, and you paint it on their eyes.
Like war paint. War paint.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
I like that.
Shannon?
Shannon?
He fingers his butt, leaving shit on his finger, followed by proceeding to jizz on the finger.
I mean, it's close enough.
Oh, yeah. He wins.
I thought Gigi was actually very close also.
No, but I'm saying literally I paint. It literally says that. And it says finger in his butt.
Shannon, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Shannon.
Do you not want to see Gigi?
I'm sorry. I forgot. It was definitely Ralph got that one.
No. I think he's right. I think Ralph was wrong.
Shannon, stop fucking this up, Shannon.
In fact, Gigi, do me a favor. Put your blazer back on.
Shannon, if you think I hit you last week, I'm going to fucking deck you this week.
Cover yourself up. Shannon, can I speak to you in the room, please?
Everyone, Shannon, put on some music. We're going to be right back.
If you don't mind putting up a please stand by graphic on the thing. Shannon, if I could, in the office, please.
You both are drinking on that one.
Do I have to take off clothes then?
No. Yes, sir.
Yes, a glove.
I think I was dangerously close to that
one. You were dangerously close to that one. Do shoes count?
No, they do not.
We got a bunch more, Shannon, right? I got to start giving some better guesses.
Yeah.
I have six more sexual ones, and then I have two music and two drugs, just in case.
Oh, my God. Okay, Shannon, drugs with you always.
Come on, Shannon. Get your
belt. Belt is clothing.
All right, belt is clothing. Okay, can't argue that. All right. Shannon, next one.
Just before you think she's ripping us off, the last thing's a butt plug. Yeah. So.
Okay, next one is Nutella umbrella.
I mean, again, it's going to be shit.
Go ahead, though. You can go first. It's fair.
Let me see. That. What are you looking at?
No, I'm just imagining the umbrella of Nutella coming from.
Arguing. That's if you. It's fair to make that your guess. Someone blows shit through a straw out of
that. Literally what I was thinking, because it sounds so on the nose.
Why don't you just take Gigi's thing? Man, it really is a man's world. Can I say something?
Let me hold on.
I respect you and your femininity.
I was going to mansplain this whole thing to Gigi right now, if you don't mind.
Please.
Shut up. Ruff, please, they, them. Thank you.
All right, so I do think Nutella is obviously shit.
Oh, I'm going to file suit with this company.
It would be weird if it wasn't, but the umbrella part.
You better they, them, me.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Here, who goes?
They.
Thank you. I'm gonna Wojos? What are you talking, Wojos?
Wojos.
You talking them or Wojos?
The Wojos are coming out.
So here's my answer. When you have anal sex with a chick or dude.
Oh, God.
And you're wearing a condom.
Oh, sweetie.
And you pull out and you got shit on your condom. That is the umbrella, the Nutella umbrella, because you were protected from it because you were wearing a condom.
Why would that be an umbrella, not a raincoat?
I don't know. I don't write these.
There's no brown substance that rhymes with raincoat.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. Nutella raincoat? Yeah, no.
That's my answer.
Peanut Nutella butter. Raincoat.
Let's think. Let me give. Okay. If you have yours, you can just blur that at any time. But I want to think of a good one here. Nutella raincoat.
No, where did raincoat? An umbrella.
Umbrella.
We changed it.
Wow, you're so easily swayed by the fucking Wojos.
The Wojos.
Umbrella. I haven't even seen them yet. Is that a woman?
No, we haven't asked. We haven't asked. We don't know.
They. You're the only one who gets me here.
They, her. I go by they, her.
They, huh? I go by wah, huh?
Who, what?
Yeah. I go by wahoo.
I'm Jay Okerson.
I go by Wojo.
My pronouns are What? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Those are, hey. Umbrella.
Nutella umbrella.
Okay.
Maybe hazelnuts are in there somehow. Hazelnuts? Nuts?
Hazelnuts.
Okay, because I think, again, I took the best answer. In the sake of funny here, let me say it's, you're 69ing, girls on top, as it should be.
Do people 69 with a girl on bottom?
I was trying to picture it in my mind. I'm like, she's going to be squished.
Puss. In pornography.
Really? I've never seen it.
I mean, you're not going to lay your body weight down, but a head hanging off the back of the bed, and then yeah, for sure.
Okay. Gay.
Live out loud, guys.
Gay.
You know what? I'm not going to be kink shamed. Just because I love being on top of the 69. That's my only fitness. So I'm going to say, you're eating the pussy. You're fucking hitting it so good. You know what I'm talking about, Ralph?
Not really.
That, when she comes from that amazing pussy eating, she immediately evacuates and shit raining down your forehead. And the only thing saving your eyes from getting shit inside of them is your eyebrows. Otherwise known as
Nutella umbrellas.
Your Nutella umbrellas. My answer, eyebrows.
Imagine,
Shannon,
by the way,
let's go to the board.
Imagine it's verbatim that
we're looking for eyebrows.
Gigi didn't answer yet.
I'll go with the straw.
Okay.
The straw. I'll go with this, my original straw.
Shannon, we're looking for eyebrows.
When a male has anal sex with female right after she puts sticks it in her mouth to get off. I mean, I think that's not really. I was close.
I think. Come on, is that one me? I said eyebrows.
I think maybe.
Wait, no, I'm going to read it again. Because I'm saying, I said eyebrows. Did anyone else say eyebrows? That was me, right? Yeah, come on. Put Shannon, finagle this one to make sense for me, you piece of shit. Why are you here for everybody else but me?
All right, let's.
I mean, mouth is close to the eyebrows, right?
Clearly.
I'm going to go turn the bidet on without sitting on it so I can pretend somebody squirted in here tonight.
Well, there was a guy in your story, and there is a guy in this definition.
Yeah, the word male.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there. So,
I mean, look, I'll
and also the male's having sex with a female.
How about
which
this?
Also
what
do
we
thing.
All drink?
How about this? I will say that I'll give it to Jay as long as Gigi Melon's over here.
Dude, what are we doing? What is this?
I'm telling Lewis.
She comes in here. She has a family that loves her. People that rely on her.
All right, Jay, shut up. We're drinking.
What the fuck, dude?
We're drinking.
Dink.
Wait, are we drinking? Are you taking those fucking
clothes?
No, Jay,
you don't have to drink, Jay.
Oh, I don't have to drink.
No, we're giving you the point.
Take. It's going to be the necklace next.
We
if I was
tie?
Her, that's what I would do.
No,
I
we don't. Untie?
Yeah, but it'd be funny if I untie and you still just take off a sock.
Take something.
That is the funniest.
That's the funniest thing.
I'd consider coming in with like a turtleneck and a jacket and a
you absolutely
and
should have, for sure. If I also had to get undressed, I'd be wearing fucking winter boots, a snow suit completely.
Much like what you're wearing.
Yeah.
game would be long enough to get either one of us naked, right?
No way.
Uh-oh, Wojo's out.
Ralph, don't be. Just don't stare.
Don't stare?
Goddamn class, dude.
All right, then don't look at me the rest of the show. Don't look at the screen.
No problem.
I don't believe you for a second.
Right. I don't see them.
The Wojo's are out.
I'm looking right at him.
You are looking right at them. He's picked the proper
By
seat.
The way,
it's not proper seat. I want to get to know you.
All right, next one, Shannon. Because we still got to do this. Is it a shorter one or a longer one?
It's, I think, about
Ralph,
a page and a half.
What's the rush? Okay. What's going on after this? So important.
Oh, I made a deal with with Lewis. Not only no fluids, but out by 10:07.
Jesus Christ. What does he
we'll
do?
We'll do fluids in the courtyard.
Also, I have to wake up at 5 to give him a wake-up call. He likes me to wake him up.
Yeah. I help
and
him.
Also,
I massage his feet when he gets here.
My phone can control his coffee maker, so I set him up just the way he likes it. Keurig, deuce.
All right, before we go any further.
Yes.
We lost Ralph. He broke him.
he's got the giggle shits now. It's too late. Yes, Ralph.
So
you were saved.
Oh, my God.
What's up, dude?
I need a minute.
What's Jesus wrong? You still all giddy about those Wojos, dude? I've been watching.
We lost.
For the record,
we lost.
For the record, I voted manicured beaver. Shannon right. didn't put in my text.
If you're over the age of 21 living in a
who
state.
Who isn't?
Delta 8 is legal.
Do you think teenagers are listening to this show? The jokes are so old for them.
If you want to get high.
Yes.
Really high.
Sure do.
Super duper legally high.
All day long, bro. Let's make puka shell necklaces and put bandanas on our dogs.
God damn it. Go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8.
It's vape. It's gummies. It rules.
It's all the shit that the Delta 8 vampire loves.
Oh, boy. Over 21 chicks, vape, and gummy Delta 8s. Delta 8 gets you pretty fucked up, Ralph.
Yeah.
I know you won't try it because you're a Coke guy.
Yeah, much more of a Coke guy.
Delta 8 is found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. Yo, Delta, you can find a mix of gummies or vapes for getting you all stoned up. I can tell you Delta 8 works because look at how shitty my castle is. It's just covered in beer posters and old bottle caps and shit. One girl's panties, but they're fat girl panties. Once more, yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. If you use the promo code GAS, which seems pretty willy-nilly and not a personal vanity promo code, you're going to get up to 25% off. Once more, promo code GAS for 25% off your order. That's Yo Delta, home of Delta 8. That gets you what, Ralph?
Super high.
You're such a nerd.
Let's get back into it.
Two sugars.
All right, next one, Shannon.
Spot of cream.
Okay, next one is Mexican Jumping Jack.
Mexican Jumping Jack. That's not an easy one. Nothing's coming to me on that.
This is sexual too?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say what you feel after Taco Bell. But
I'll go. It's a wrong hole.
Oh, that's jump. A good answer. Whoa.
Joe.
It's a wrong hole jump.
That is a fucking good answer.
Whoa, Joe. Whoa, Joe, you had some thoughts? Oh, that was you saying whoa, Joe. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's whoa and Joe.
Ralph, please.
Joe.
Her face is up there. I mean, have a conversation with her face.
I got nothing right now. You have one, Wojo?
What if her cooch comes out, Ralph? What are you going to do? You're going to keep dropping change on the table?
I'm
going
to move my mic to right over there is what I'm going to do.
I don't even know
his
you anymore.
His chair is going to move.
What if she completely pleasures herself with that bottle of vodka? What are you going to do then, Ralph? You going to crawl on the table? I need you to act like an adult for 5 seconds.
I don't know that I can do that without
seconds.
Squirting.
She came through without squirting,
anything.
So don't worry. I don't want you to get slapped by Lewis at work tomorrow. Poor Brian came here for nothing.
Shannon,
and this was his Make-A-Wish night.
Will you repeat the word?
Mexican Jumping Jack.
Brian's hair is made of other people's hair.
All right, how about this one?
Stage 4, but
when you accidentally have sex...
You don't have to fuck that bottle.
When you accidentally have sex with a Latino and your father comes home and you throw him out the window.
Oh, God, I mean, is sex, drugs, and racism?
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Brian liked that one.
When you think that you're having sex with a male or a female and it turns out to be the other.
Oh, the old switcheroo, as they call it.
The old...
Damn.
The old ving-vang-voom.
Yes.
Is it ever you think you're fucking a guy and it turns out to be a woman?
Never that.
Is anyone that much?
That's
able
never
to pull
happened.
Off the
it's
dude.
The other way
I definitely,
around.
I see the, and maybe it's because I'm a guy, but I've seen women. There was that one documentary on HBO years ago. It was like a trans bar in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone was more gorgeous
I mean,
than the next.
We brought the girl on the show that I kissed that I thought was girl.
She said she's been blowing up her DMs ever since.
Yeah, I mean, I just email her like 12 times a day. There's nothing
I'm
wrong with that.
Kink shame, PG, but I will say that Ralph's doing some pretty wacky shit.
I also, by the way, keep falling for it every other day. Like, oops.
He fucks whoever.
I forgot.
But he fucks whoever, but he can only come with midgets.
Yeah, it's so weird. All right, Shannon, let's hear it.
Everyone gave their answer?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. I think his dad used to have sex with
when you girl or like got laying between your legs and you take a shit while doing them.
Why is it all shit related?
It's all shit related. Shannon, what is wrong
Shannon,
with you,
question?
Shannon?
Why is it all shit related?
Shannon, why are you so into shitting?
Can I just tell you how I had to find these?
Shannon, why is it you already knew the answer to all these? Why is it you didn't find these? You looked each one up by name that you knew?
You look over at Shannon and she's just shitting.
I think that Shannon was sitting around earlier and she was like...
She's playing with her shit. What is wrong with you,
Shannon? No, I guess Shannon was just sitting around. She's like, all right, we have to think of some Urban Dictionary
section. Mexican jumping jack.
Okay, we'll do a Mexican jumping jack. The whoa, Joe's pretty
umbrella.
Cool.
Does anybody get that one right?
She goes, all right, time to look him up by name.
What was the definition again?
Time for the screenshots only, yeah. It's when you do jumping jacks with your girl or guy laying between your legs, and then you take a shit on them.
I've never done jumping jacks and taken a shit at the same time.
But also, is that a sexual thing? Hey, I want you to do jumping jacks over me?
And then poop on me.
All right.
Please.
You think you did everything? I mean, you know, it's open room to grow.
Open your mind a little bit, Gigi.
You can. I say you could do a jumping jack shit on Ralph, but I don't want Lewis to
I don't want Lewis to get upset. Shannon, you're going to make the call on this one. Who was not the closest?
I don't think any of us were close if I do say.
It's a rough one.
Shannon.
Let's say Jay got it. Jay got it right.
Well, wait, your answer was?
My answer was
a switcheroo.
Not even close.
I said when you jump up and down in place and accidentally shit on your partner.
Mine was wrong. Oh, so you nailed it.
I nailed it, I guess.
Oh, I guess I got a drink. All right.
Cheers again. Yeah.
So that's cheers. Awesome.
We'll be over here. Lainey's driving home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to have to go to heels next.
Okay.
Lainey's driving you home? Oh, you guys are going to fuck so hard. You guys are so totally going to fuck.
Back seat.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Next one is...
Lainey, do the girls ever stay at your house?
Yeah.
What does David do? Just fucking accidentally go into the bathroom a lot?
Has a dick
you
out.
Make him leave? Whoops. No way.
He comes out of the bathroom naked.
You let him walk around in their fucking little half tops and shit? How dare you? Oh, all of a sudden. You get through the front door, all of a sudden Jewish Grandma Lainey shows up. Okay, PR porn person. Man, I thought David was just raining pussy on him. He probably bathes in squirt. That's what I thought. That's what I tell my friends.
You need David to run this place. He wouldn't care
every
about the
time
fluid.
They come out together, I always go, that's David. He bathes in squirt of penthouse pets.
All right, Shannon, next one.
Next one is Surging Sanders.
Oh. What?
Classic.
I've heard of a Sanchez.
Sanders.
Surging.
Surging Sanders.
To me, I'm going for it. It has something to do with ejaculating.
That's fair surging. Enough. Can I tell you what I think?
Yes.
I'm going to say, and maybe this is just me and the shape of my dick, so it's going to hurt if no one knows what I'm talking about.
I already love the structure of that.
This is going to hurt so much if no one else knows. Well, I guess it happens with fingers, too. When you finger or fuck doggy style, and then when the girl flips over, right? This happens to everybody, right? And then she queefs a bunch. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She's packing with air because your dick's so huge.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying, right?
So
big dick shit? Brian, you know what I'm talking about. Big dick shit, right? When you make them queef because your dick's so big and fat and huge? Yeah, right? Me too, right?
Totally.
So that's what you're saying?
Yeah. No, I just went to Brian's seminar, what's it like to have a big dick? Things to say to make people believe you have a big dick.
All right. Do you have any guess, Gigi?
Again?
Surging Sanders.
Surging Sanders.
I know what it is.
Go for it.
When you ejaculate thinking about Bernie Sanders.
Real nice. I thought it was when you come on chicken.
I think it's going to be kind of like after edging. So after they've edged for so long, I think the surge of ejaculation.
So
after.
We
like an over-aggressive
two of us
cum.
Have an ejaculatory side of it. Jay has a queefing side of it.
My sub answer is something with chicken coming out of your snatch.
Okay, Ralph and Gigi are both really close. It's when you suddenly come out of nowhere.
Okay.
Kind of like how Bernie Sanders kind of like came ahead a little bit in the race.
Oh, so I really nailed it. Whoa.
Yeah, you did. You totally did.
Okay. Okay. You're saying those queefs don't come out of nowhere? I don't think she's going to fucking pussy fart in your face.
Wow, that means that I
you're
won
simply turning
yet again.
Her over.
You did win again.
I won again.
I can't believe
I'm going to have some of my Knotfest beer.
I can't believe it. My underwear doesn't even match. This is going to be so humiliating.
You should be.
I have two more, so do you want to finish this?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got to run through. We got to do an erotic porn, and then we'll erotic fan fiction.
Do you want my pants off?
Yes.
Shannon, do you?
Shannon, you better get it. Let's see if you can answer this correctly.
I don't care. Ralph Bush guess?
Totally shaved.
I'm going to say a little bit of something.
I'm going to say totally shaved.
We always just vote for the thing we want. We always do. We always do that. You always say completely shaved, and I say a little bush. Let's wait.
Wait.
Let's
don't wait. You dare.
Waiting.
Me and Ralph have $2,000 on this.
I didn't take my choker off next, so I should really fuck with you.
Well, we only got one left. If you
we have two left. Two left.
Oh, there's two left. Left. Say, well, that's assuming
it can be
you
choker.
Both.
It can be choker.
If you don't take those both off, I'm going to be your choker. All right.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to die tonight?
All right, Shannon, go.
Next one is raspberry pudding.
Man, we have really great cameras for the Dateline or 2020 footage we're going to have here.
All right, raspberry pudding. I've got a guess ready.
We have to make sure she gets home really safe. Lainey, you get her home safe and sound, goddammit. Or we're on the hook.
I thought you were just
we've talked a lot of crazy shit in here.
By the way, I legit thought he goes, Lainey, I'm going to take her home to make sure that
you know what? I'm going to take her home, okay? No, I'm not going to tire iron her like I did Romy Chase.
All right, here we go.
Romy Chase got real mouthy. She didn't want to live with me forever.
She didn't take her shot properly.
It turns out she didn't want to live with me forever the way I told her she had to.
And she never was.
Yeah, from she broke out of her crate. What am I going to do? Okay.
So to me, raspberry pudding?
Mm-hmm.
It obviously has something to do with blood and shit.
It's
obviously blood and shit.
I have to say something else now.
I am too.
So it's something to do with after anal.
I do feel like you are going first every time.
I didn't want to go first. I'll take mine. I rescind mine then.
Well, it's too late.
Right. Okay, well then me and her say shit and blood.
Okay.
No, I'm going to say when a girl's bleeding and he comes and it drips out, it looks like...
Yeah, I was going to switch. That's what I was switching to. I was going to switch to period. Why do you got to fucking go what I say?
Just period?
Come
I was saying, no, it was right. It was going to be something to do... with period and cum mixing together.
Okay, I'm going to say it's when a guy pulls out from anal, dick covered in shit, and then fucks her period pussy.
Okay, let's see what we got here. They're all very close.
They are.
All right, I think Jay's got it.
You're down a girl on a period, and she's taking a shit.
That's nice.
It's really. I mean, I'm gonna give you that one. Jay is right, but it's still no one was really right.
You hear that,
no
Mom?
No one's ever really right. Yeah. It's
your boy won. No, please let me enjoy this acceptance speech.
He knows what raspberry.
I thank all people who made this possible. Lainey and all of her friends who are willing to be involved in shit games. Lewis, fuck you, dude. You never believed in me and all my body fluid games. Fuck you, dude. This one's in your face, dog.
And thank you, Shannon, for all the shit. Urban Dictionary.
You taking your choker off?
I almost spit that up, Jay.
I mean, it would be the
wise thing. Move. Yeah.
Jay, do it for her. Be a gentleman. What the fuck is wrong with you, Jay? Have some class.
I'll tell you what, dude. I have fat hands, and I'm bad with tiny things.
Zoom in on that.
There's a good chance I might, like, King Kong just freak out. Two tries, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to yell at my own hands.
That's going to be the best ending ever.
Jane is big, dumb fingers. Oh, you got it done.
You got it on the first shot.
I'm so sensual.
You are. It was very delicate, by the way.
Thank you.
He's such a gentle man. For a big guy, he's a gentle man.
Feel how soft his hands are.
His
Jewish
fingers.
My whole life.
She looked at him with disgust.
She's right, too. Oh, the things he's handed.
All right, the last one, Shanoons.
Last one is chocolate sunrise.
God, you really can't get shit out of your mouth, Shannon.
Yeah, I have to know, is the Urban Dictionary all shit?
On Shannon's search history, it is.
So again, just to
I thought the Urban Dictionary's word for shit was doo-doo.
How to find these? I can't. There's nothing you can't search by search terms.
Yeah, it's based on what you've searched on in the past.
Yeah, so I just have to look through a whole bunch of random words and find anything that has to do with sex.
Her ads are gonna be all Charmin.
I know it. I'm not gonna go first. I'm not gonna go first. I'm going third.
Cum and shit leaking out of the ass after anal.
Go.
One more time. Sorry. What's the name?
Chocolate sunrise.
Chocolate sunrise.
It's a flavor of mojito.
A poop in the morning?
Wow, I hate that.
Like it.
By the way, here's mine.
Yes.
The girl's on top of you, and she shits on you a little bit, but when you move her out of the way and you finally see the light again, it's a chocolate sunrise.
This is the only thing Ralph put into the Urban Dictionary himself.
You see my name at the bottom?
Did you ever see the, that's one of the best Family Guy when they do the,
yeah, he goes, I was in the survey.
Yeah, the Family Feud, and he gives some crazy answers.
It's Picard's flute from the episode, it's one of my favorite episodes of Star Trek.
It goes, ding, one person goes, I took the survey.
Yeah, looking great.
They did that on Sunny Philadelphia, too.
Yeah, but
it was one person who gave the answer.
Yeah. He was like...
Yeah, but it was Family Guy years before that. I don't know if they say they stole that joke, but it's the exact same joke.
Oh, when did Family always say that? I forgot to always say
it. It was like season
Charlie,
seven.
Yeah, Charlie
did it. Yeah. Yeah, he was on Family Feud.
He was like, I took the survey.
He's like, somebody asked me these questions at the mall.
Yeah. I get... When you wake up someone by pooping on their chest...
I think it's Ralph. I think Ralph got that one because you mentioned the morning.
Yeah.
And poop.
Real great, guys. Now she's got to take her underwear off.
God damn, what's wrong with everybody?
Oh, goodness.
Make sure there's no fluids or this show's getting canceled.
This is my stepdaughter. Your mom's going to be so pissed. Sorry, I'm doing this for the step.
Let's see if we're right, Jay. Who's right and who's wrong?
Oh,
wait. Before you do, whoever's wrong has got to take a drink.
Okay.
What was your guess?
I said nothing.
He says completely bald. I say a little something.
No, boy, I'm doing it. Nice job. L'chaim.
Damn, I love a little something. So great.
It's a little.
Ralph hates it. Reminds him you're over 17.
Yeah, I hate it.
Did you hear the laughter in the back?
By the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dial back that laughter a little too on the nose. Freaking everybody out.
Congratulations to everyone for playing along with our Urban Dictionary drinking game. First time. I think it's something we could probably do again.
Ralph
fantastic. Fantastic bush, by
Ralph,
the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. Everything. Your wojos, everything.
As a friend, I like to say, I'd love to see you squirt, but rules are rules.
And as a guy who generally won't have sex with women over 18, you're pretty hot.
Can you make yourself squirt without necessarily coming, or is it attached completely to the cum?
No, I can squirt
you
without coming.
You can squirt, right?
I can,
dial it back. We'll bring her back another time.
Yeah.
I was just asking.
I don't feel you were. I think you were setting it up.
Fuck you. I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to say right now, if you furiously start masturbating right now and squirt on Ralph, he can't stop you.
If he puts his hands on you,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Once it starts, it can't stop.
Can't stop it. Once the geyser's going, you tell Yosemite to stop.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah. You tell whatever other volcano to stop. You yell at it, stop. You're going to fucking look like Pompeii.
Are you going to have a girl squirt in front of Knotfest beer?
Yes.
If you can squirt into that box from right there, you win the rest of that box of Knotfest beer.
Who was the girl that we tried to get to squirt into a cup?
All of them.
No, but remember back in the old studio.
Oh, Joan Jett.
Yeah.
He was Susie Essman, I think.
Don Dockin's wife.
I think it was Don Dockin's wife. Sebastian Bach.
All right, so now look. The story here is this.
Mm-hmm.
Last week was our first segment. Shannon, how many pages, how many stories are there now?
The last time I checked the website, I think it was like 58.
Yeah, which is crazy because when I wrote it down, it was like 14 stories.
Yeah, I have 15 here, but it does a lot more.
Has this been a little bit better of who's who?
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. Not this week, but next week, I'm going to turn these into scripts.
Yeah.
Because this is not easy to follow.
You've got time on your hands. That's why you're able to make yourself quail egg omelets every morning.
I'm very simple.
You fucking
weirdo. I'm going to spend $5 on Fiverr and have someone do it. That's what I'm going to do.
Dude.
He's got those chocolate sunrises every day.
Yeah, he gets woken up by a Filipino girl shitting on his chest every morning.
Jumping 17 years old and has the decency to shave her bush.
Yeah, he hears two big logs in his chest. Ralph hears two logs in his chest and he goes, is it 5 a.m. already? Shannon, did you almost shit through your straw?
I did.
Did you laugh shit through your straw?
Shannon, should we have Gigi be the narrator person?
Yes, I was just going to say that just to keep our guest more involved.
Shannon, can you believe that Gigi's not allowed to squirt on the show and she can?
Wow.
I know, it's ridiculous.
So many lying squirts.
I wonder what Jay is focusing on.
Do you want to know a story about my squirting?
Yes.
So.
I don't think Jay. No, Jay doesn't want to hear that.
More.
Jay has no interest in that.
More than anything.
I didn't even know what squirting was when I was married.
Me either.
I didn't. So until I started dating after my divorce, I was like, somebody was like, oh, my ex-girlfriend squirted. I was like, what's that? And I was like, I want to do that. So I Googled it and I taught myself.
Damn. And now it fires
out. I shot with Dume and she's like the master of squirters. And that woman taught me to just.
Is she local as well?
She is not.
Oh, so
she will be in May.
Well, why don't we have you both come back in May and we can do some sort of dueling squirt off.
And it'll be warm out so we can
Perfect. Right outside.
Courtyard.
Not in the studio.
Courtyard squirting.
Court squirts.
Court squirts.
We can't do it outside either because other people bitch raff around out there.
Yeah, the landlord is upstairs. Then we'll figure it out. We'll make it happen. In May, it'll happen.
Just tarp it. Then we'll give her a haircut.
Yeah,
in May. Put a tent in the backyard.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. By the way, it's happening in May.
It's happening in May.
Okay, high five it, Jay. High five it.
High five it. Can you fill Shannon's shoes with squirt?
Yeah.
Nice. Shannon, can you drink it afterwards?
Shannon, will you drink it out of like a birthday boot?
Shannon,
could get cowboy boots.
You want to drink squirt out of cowboy boots, Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon. What's wrong? Shannon, dial it back.
Shannon.
No.
Shannon.
Shannon.
Wow.
Shannon, are you there?
Shannon, freak.
Do you want to drink squirt out of cowboy boots? It's your birthday.
She's out of interest.
Shannon's
it's not
too busy defecating and jerking off to defecation porn.
Your search history is going to read really.
I have no idea.
Shannon, you're going to have a really boring time this thing.
I have a serious question.
While me and Gigi are shoving vodka soaked tampons up our assholes.
Shannon, I have a serious question.
Why are you coming to this party? You're going to blow it.
So you log out of you
no.
when you.
It's bad.
Just you know, Gigi, if me and you end up 69ing ever, I brought my Nutella umbrellas.
And you're on top.
Damn, apparently. I wish I could do the eyebrow thing.
And you're on top.
I can't do the eyebrow thing. Yeah, also I 69 on top. Just know, my core strength is off the charts for a guy my size. I'll never touch you, baby.
I feel Jay 69's on top all the time.
Even if I come, I'll bail hard like I'm jumping out of a fucking 18-year. If I'm going to come and if I'm going down on you, I throw myself off and I'll be like, you're on top now. Let's kiss more.
All right, wait,
let's cuddle.
We got to do this. We got to get out of here.
Is there another show that's
First of all,
on?
Let me explain something. Shannon's been here since
What's
10 in the morning. Have some respect for the staff.
Mike Harrington talks about Rick and Morty.
God damn it. That's a show I want to watch. Okay.
All right.
So here's what's going to happen. Unless it's in quotes, this is all you, Gigi.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So
There's
starting
a good
with
a dialogue, though.
Okay.
This would be a fucking great way to find out she can't read. She goes, you know, Shannon, maybe you read it. And he goes, no, you're
can
the guest.
Can I take something else off?
He goes, no, Shannon. Shannon's like, no, you're the guest. You read it. She goes, Shannon, you fucking read it. Okay?
She's holding it like this.
She goes, Ralph and Jay.
Stupid. Help and yay.
Far flinging.
Squiggly lines. Three squiggly lines. What is that? Low.
You guys suck. And just runs off naked into the
Stop
night.
Stop talking about my wojos.
Oh, just hell yeah.
All right.
I used to have self-esteem. All right.
So Jay, that's
Jay
right
laughed hysterically, feeling Raph tickle him mercilessly.
Ralph. Okay. All right, Ralph.
Jay punched Ralph in the chest playfully. It was kind of rare that they would play fight, but Ralph always enjoyed it because he had an advantage over Jay. Ralph planted his fists on Jay's belly.
There is Shannon in front of our guests.
That's not grammatically correct. Okay.
I know. Right?
Belly as Jay.
By the way, she's really trying to. She's trying to self correct for the not reading ability that she's
Jay
correcting the grammar.
Jay nudged his feet under Ralph, pushing him off a little, like I would if you were 69ing on top. Ralph scoffed.
My core strength's off the charts.
It is. Ralph, we're going to try that before the end of the
show. I'll be honest with you. Put your clothes back on, and I'll show you that we get 69.
We don't want my clothes on for that? All right.
Ralph, exactly how you are.
Ralph scoffed, climbing back onto Jay as Jay groaned.
Fucking fast.
Ralph chuckled.
You can't keep up, Jay?
The two stared in slight silence before both of them bursted out in laughter. The laughter the laughter died down after a while, trying to calm down as their stomachs hurt.
Ooh.
Jay sighed, his hands against Ralph's sides. Ralph looked at the door as he huffed. He bent down, pressing his lips against Jay's, knowing it was a mistake almost immediately. He let go as Jay asked,
Ralph?
This time, his tone wasn't happy anymore.
Sounded a little happy.
All right, let me go back to the thing. Ralph.
It was confused and almost sounded angry. That didn't sound either.
That sounded a little.
Ralph?
There you go.
You're not sure it's
Scooby-Doo?
Me.
Scooby-Doo? Scooby-Doo? Jay gave Ralph.
Ralph!
Jay gave Ralph a weird look as he saw Ralph.
You're blown away by how good I am at 69ing?
Oh, boy. I wonder what Jay's thinking about.
He felt Ralph.
We're doing it on the table, and I'm going to squirt.
We're ending on that, just so you know.
He felt Ralph shaking a little, almost as if he was petrified of Jay now. It was the first time Ralph ever kissed a guy before. First time Ralph ever kissed a guy who might actually hurt him over it.
Whoa, Jay, dial it back.
Yet it wasn't his first time having feelings for a guy like this.
Yeah.
It's
me.
He likes the juice guy.
Here we go. I'm really sorry, Jay.
Ralph's voice was a lot higher than normal.
I'm really sorry, Jay.
As if he were about to cry.
I'm really sorry, Jay.
Ralph felt Jay hold his hand almost as a way to tell him it was fine. Ralph knew he was going to get his ass beat for this. Ralph groaned softly before starting to kiss Jay again. This time, Jay didn't pull away or question Ralph. Ralph felt Jay's hands touch the back of his neck, pulling him closer. Jay was a genuinely good kisser, better than Ralph thought he would be.
I lost my place on this, by the way, but we'll figure it out here.
Jay didn't seem sex-driven either. The first guy Ralph kissed was his brother's best friend.
The guy knows I have a brother. That's nice.
You are so gay.
He ended up just being dick and...
Wait, I think you skipped a line here. Oh,
The first guy?
She got it?
He ended up just being dick. I think it means a dick.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go back to that. He ended up just being a dick and turning Ralph into his weekly fuck toy.
Yeah, that guy was a jerk.
No, I think it was right. I think it was written right. He ended up just being dick. You were just
dick.
Getting dick.
Oh, okay, okay, gotcha. Okay. But Jay wasn't like that. No. Jay wasn't an asshole who thought it was fun.
Who thought with his dick.
Who thought was dick at all. He actually cared. Ralph never kissed a guy with a beard either. It was a funny feeling. It wasn't terrible. Wasn't exactly the best feeling either. But maybe Jay needed him to trim his beard a little too. Jay finally let go as Ralph got red almost
immediately. Just for the record, I'd let you know, every 2 Mondays, me and Dan set up a standing appointment to get our beards tightened up. So, whoever wrote this
kind of understands.
Check the beard game. Yeah,
They didn't do their research.
Continue, Gigi. I'm sorry.
Stumbling on his words, so flustered and put on the spot, Jay just smiled.
That's Jay.
It's you. Sorry, Jay.
I didn't mean to.
Jay rolled his eyes.
Wait.
Faggot.
Jay didn't mean it in the usual homophobic way.
No. I didn't take it that way.
Good.
Jay let out.
I just point you. Faggot.
Jay let out a nervous laugh as Jay sat up, nudging Ralph off as Jay stood up, looking at Ralph as he sat on the bed.
I'm really sorry, Jay.
Jay nodded.
It's fine, Ralph. Relax.
Jay went to walk out as he turned around.
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah?
Just so you know, you better buy me dinner before you try to get my pants off, all right?
Ralph groaned, getting even more red.
Jay?
No, not yet.
No, sorry.
Jay damn near lost it seeing Ralph so embarrassed.
Jay?
He whined. Jay pulled Ralph in by the collar as he whispered,
"Besides, Ralph, you look adorable when you get nervous."
Jay pecked him.
Get over here.
You're too far away for this. Jay pecked him as he went to leave. Ralph shut his bedroom door, whimpering as he grabbed his phone, dialing a specific number.
This is you now. No, Shannon. No, Shannon.
Shannon, hello. It?
Oh, yeah, you say hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Shannon.
Oh, God, what'd Jay do now?
You're never going to believe what just happened.
What the fuck did Jay do now? Shannon, really? How dare you?
I enjoyed that.
That was so fun.
That was...
I'm half hard.
Half?
She's soaked. She's ready to squirt off.
Half. All right. Let's do this. Let's go. First of all,
the no body fluid.
Gigi, you've
first.
Been awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I know. We're going to do the first right now, but you've been awesome.
You. Absolutely.
Shannon, let's hit the first.
Fun episode.
First time ever I saw concert did drugs.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask every guest this question since the dawn of the show, almost, I think it's 7 years ago,
Ooh. Your
first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. We meet the first concert you ever went to on your own volition, and hopefully not some local band we've never heard of.
No.
And if it's Dokken, I will be thrilled.
I was an old one, and my first concert was... No, it was Usher.
Usher?
Yeah. Usher.
Usher.
Yeah.
How old were you?
30.
Oh, so you never, were you like sheltered child?
I'd love to get herpes from him. Are you okay?
I was very sheltered. I was like right up on stage though. It was awesome.
Can I ask what happened that you were able to finally go to a concert? You got divorced or something? Like what is that what it was?
Yeah, I was just like, I'm doing this. A bunch of girls, a bunch of my girlfriends and we're going.
Did you try and get into Usher's pants?
No, not that time.
Okay.
Another band's pants I've tried to get into, yes.
Anyone successful?
But now he's in my DMs.
Usher.
Heavily.
Usher is?
Usher is. No.
Usher is other band.
Another band,
on the set of Hustlers, Usher fucked the whole day. He was the reason I was there till I had to fly out the next morning at 7 a.m. right from set because he showed up like 6 hours late.
Really? What a fucking
To film his minute-long scene.
So scandalous.
Oh, what a fuck. And then I made fun of Cardi B's titties and didn't know she was there.
All right. So now the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Weed was my only drug.
The only drug ever?
Only drug ever, yeah.
How old were you?
The first time I did
also
it.
Also 30?
30.
No.
It was so a great night.
My best weed experience was actually when I was older, because I did live a very, like, I got married very young, so.
How young?
I was 20.
That's where from? Yeah. Like Jersey?
Wow.
That's really young for Jersey.
I was born, raised Midwest, and then moved here as a job transfer. But
that's
yeah.
Midwest shit.
It is Midwest shit.
Okay. Okay. And so weed was at 20?
Weed what part was of Midwest? Weed was at like 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What part of Midwest?
I actually dated a drug dealer in high school.
All right. No wonder they locked you down and kept you sheltered.
Yeah. Did every pretty chick?
The whole, like the tighter they held, the more I was like, get out.
Where in the Midwest?
Kansas.
Okay. Yeah, that's
It's good.
Watched
Mojo.
A man die there.
What?
True. After we played, or when I did the Korn tour,
mm-hmm.
the venue we played in Kansas, I forget what it was called. It looked like it was like a big tent almost. It was a dome tent where they would have like thousands. It was a small tour right. they were doing. So like it was a 1,000-seat thing. And I was out back on the phone, I think with Christine. And they brought a guy out who was just like limp. And I watched him do CPR on him for like...
No, Jesus.
It was the crazy... It was so real. Sorry, it's a bum out situation.
Way to keep his energy
just watching there. Anyway, no, we're going to 69. How about thought? But yeah, it was crazy.
Nothing's going to get her in a 69 mood than talking about some dead dude at a fucking corn concert.
Hey, want me to yell
this? Because limp just turns me on.
Want me to yell the pussy about... Want me to yell into your pussy about this guy dying in front of me?
Now, the first
I've
time
never been the same. His soul might leap into you now.
First time I had sex was 15.
All right. Was it the drug dealer?
It was.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It was.
Free drugs.
Part of it? Was to get the free drugs?
No.
Oh, that would have been a much better story.
No, yeah. But it
Christine
was...
just fucked her drug dealer. She didn't date him. She was only fucking him.
to get free drugs?
Discounted drugs, by the way, most of the time.
No, I got the best stuff because I was dating him.
Yeah, wow, dating
that's
him.
Right. Because you got those
living together?
What's that?
Living together?
Oh, God, no. I was 15.
Oh, God.
How old was he?
Jay, what kind of fucking garbage are you?
He's 2 years older than me, so 17.
17?
Yeah.
So not a high-level drug dealer.
No.
Just like local Kansas shit.
Kansas shit. High school.
White kid who wore do-rag for no reason.
You nailed it. Nailed it.
All right, so we will say
winter coats, even though it's never cold there.
My drug experience, though, was in Vegas. So I went probably.
No, she only did weed.
Oh, only
weed. I went. Oh, it could have had something else in it because I tripped hard. So I took a gummy, and then about 25 minutes, I was like, I don't feel this. So I took another one, and oh shit, that hit me hard. We went back to the room. I was with somebody in Vegas, and we fucked. But I'm pretty sure we were probably like licking the wall and like rubbing fingers, and like I'm not sure because he was like, I'm gonna make you come with my
mind. You got a Nutella sunrise at the end.
I got a Nutella sunrise, Mexican jumping jacks.
Oh, nothing like getting a Nutella sunrise in Vegas. You ever seen a Nutella sunrise in the Vegas morning?
All right, let's do the first of all again. We'll do it again. It was a really fun episode. We're going to go around and do plugs. We'll start with you, Gigi. All your plugs.
All right. I am on Twitter, which I just lost this week. So we have a new one. It is my Gigi Dior VIP. My Instagram is Gigi Dior SFW. OnlyFans is my Gigi Dior VIP. And Chatterbait, you can see me live on Monday through Friday and weekends with guests at my Gigi Dior.
Cool. Jay?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend, Ontario, California, Improv. I'm there Thursday through Saturday. Come check that out. Weekend after that, DC Improv next weekend with Luis J. Gomez coming with me, too.
That's cool.
Cool.
We'll hash this whole thing.
Yeah, maybe you talk him into fluids.
And then I have Bananas, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, the weekend after that. So that's two nights, Friday and Saturday. And then I'm nonstop. Festivals, the Kid Rock Comedy Jam I'm doing with Kid Rock.
Shocking.
And I know, right? He's on it.
What a great name for that.
He's on the Kid Rock Comedy
Jam. Yeah, such a great name for that.
The Nashville Comedy Festival. I'm doing Moon Tower. It's all in the same week. Moon Tower Festival in Austin, Texas. So I'm all... Yeah, I won't be here that week.
Which week?
The 18th
of
April week.
Who do we have on that week? I know it's booked. Oh, that's... I know who that is. Okay, no worries. Okay.
But we'll... so I got a... Nonstop dates.
Well, now you got to do a show on the 13th, you fucking cocksucker.
BigJComedy.com. I'll do a show. I'm just going to have fluids.
Make Lewis his co-host.
Gigi Dior is coming, and she's...
Make Lewis his co-host, then we'll see what happens.
She told me she's going to keep...
Let them
in the
duke
chamber.
It out together.
She's going to not squirt until then.
I will not squirt until then.
Until that date.
Any
that
more plugs, sir?
We can put targets on the wall.
Yeah, Ralph, a whole bunch of more plugs.
Let's hear it,
bitch.
You know, there's always longer ones when there's a pretty girl in here.
I'm not... It's always just my dates. I'm nonstop on tour, BigJComedy.com. Of course, Legion of Skanks podcast right here on the Guest Digital Network. And Bonfire, me and Dan Soder, Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, anytime on demand.
Shannon?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, porn stars, etc. And they tell their own personal stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Okay, now, do not
know what you're thinking, right? So I should also say, Degenerates on Netflix, season one, episode one.
Knock his mic off, for God's sake.
I'm shocked he let me get through my
I'll be also my, my
Gigi.
My hour special from Comedy Central, Webster Hall, available now on Paramount Plus.
She's going to 69 you. So listen.
No.
Don't give
I'm going to 69 her.
He's on top.
Don't give any indication to the answer to this.
Okay.
But we try and figure this out at the end of every show. Shannon's show is about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Does our guest believe in ghosts? I am going to say absolutely not. What do you say?
I'm going to say, this is specific, not anymore.
Okay, that's really Shannon.
That is oddly specific.
I say
not
yes.
Not since third again.
I say yes because it seemed like she was excited about the topics of the show, so maybe she was just being supportive, but I think she may believe in
okay, so a yes, a no, and yes up until 6 months ago or something.
I don't know when the date was, Ralph.
Okay, and what's your
answer?
I don't
know when she got rid of that Kansas...
I actually do believe in ghosts, and I'm pretty sure there's one in my house.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Will you come on my show and talk about it, Gigi?
I will. Yay. Like, some weird shit happens at home. So,
God
yes.
God damn it. I was wrong on that
yes,
one.
I will definitely.
All right, follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness in top 100 of health right now, believe it or not, while I'm doing fucking shots of tequila, called the Good Sugar Podcast, and we're opening our first location.
You're doing so good, I wish you would stop sleeping with each other.
Yeah, we're opening our first location on 3rd and 69th.
69th.
39th is opening in June, May or June. So come down and check it out when we open. We're going to do the show from there.
We're just doing our 69 is just promotion for you.
You're doing it there. You can do three of them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And just follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. And it's been a pleasure. We pick a song every week.
You don't think I have the arm strength, dude? You challenge me?
I do not think you have the arm strength.
Top 69.
To her, top 69.
Fuck you, dude.
We'll see what happens.
Fuck you so hard.
Do you have a, wait. You want to play Usher? We'll do, what's this song? Yeah? Let's do Yeah by Usher.
Yeah.
We'll add that to the playlist, CSCUsher.com/playlist.
I would have done Scream, but that's a little more deep cut.
Yeah, I'm not a, thank I'm you not so a much deep cut
way,
fan.
You're pretty
white. Gigi, thank you so much
thank
for coming
on. Thank you so much for having
let's
me.
Wait, let
blessed
it go while we see if Jay can actually hover himself over her. Gigi, are you okay with that? You don't have to do it.
Of course I can do it.
All right, let's do it.
On the table, we can't do
no,
it.
No, we'll do it on the lounge.
Yeah, I can't put my weight on the table.
I'm going to videotape. We're going to
put your phone.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
Oh.
All right, I'm still streaming.
Yeah.
I'm still, should I keep streaming?
We're
this?
Still streaming?
Yeah.
Oh, Ralph's going to get his roving camera.
Mm-hmm. His roving camera.
I mean,
you want
it's a basic plank, everybody. It's a basic plank. This is pretty simple.
I mean, you got it, Jenna?
Hold on.
Oh, let me see it.
It really looks like we're just trying to... Well, first, let me take,
well,
my,
look at the
let me take my wallet chain off.
Oh, it would have been so much funny.
You know what?
I'll just play here naked in the meantime.
Oh, I should probably get on the other side. It's better from the other side.
Which way?
No, you stay where you are.
Okay. The hashtag.
Wait, you have to move down that way more because my legs are too long.
Yeah.
Moving down.
Try and get it. Make sure you don't give her an Arizona sunrise, Jay.
Gigi, you're the most manicured pubic hair.
Jay, don't give her an Arizona sunrise.
And actually, I have an appointment tomorrow.
It's perfect.
For the record, I've already shit.
No California sunrises.
You can't do this, Ralph.
No, of course I can.
Come on.
I just
how
want
long to, can you do this shit?
You got to go 45 seconds.
45 seconds? You want to do a little bit of one hand?
No, look at that. That's pretty good, Jay.
Don't look at my belly. Don't do that. Oh, my God. It's humiliating. Ralph, make her stop. She's touching on my fat parts. I felt so masculine until she started tingling me. Oh, no.
You're Jay winning.
Not that part. Brian, put my
butt
away.
All right, we'll cut it.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.
What's this on your shirt, Ralph? Got you again, dork.
All right. God damn it. You lost me first.